the rest of the story. Tom and Betsy Sparrow were dead. And a strange illness it was. It began with a white coating of the tongue and a burning in the gut, and it claimed its victims within days. Nancy took it very hard. She'd grown up in Tom and Betsy's home, sort of an adopted daughter. Folks even called her Nancy Sparrow sometimes. Even after Nancy was grown and married, the Sparrows were her neighbors back in Kentucky, and when Nancy and her husband and children moved away to settle in the brand new state of Indiana, Tom and Betsy followed. They would set up housekeeping in Nancy's pool shed until they could locate and settle some land of their own, and now they were dead. Nancy, 34-year-old pioneer woman, wished that Tom and Betsy had never come to Little Pigeon Creek. If they had just stayed in Kentucky, perhaps they'd still be alive. Then not long after they buried the Sparrows, Nancy herself took ill. Same dreadful symptoms. White coating of the tongue, burning insides. Then her tongue turned brownish and her hands and feet turned to ice. Her pulse grew slower and slower. Nancy was dying. In what she knew were her last hours, this pioneer woman called her two children to her side. They'd been a hard 34 years. Never was it more evident than now. The withered face looked up into the young'un's eyes. Nancy had never learned to read or write. Her signature was simply her mark. But she had memorized most of what had been read to her from the good book. That was good enough for her, and it would be good enough to get her son and daughter through life as well. And with that earnest advice, Nancy slipped away. Outside the cabin, the yellow and crimson leaves were tumbling to the forest floor on that fifth day of October in 1818. Her husband made a coffin of black cherry. And Nancy was laid to rest on a windy hill near the graves of her adoptive parents, Tom and Betsy. And this is the rest of the story. Nancy and the Sparrows, her adoptive parents, had died from what used to be called the milk sick. The milk sick, not an infection, it was a poisoning. A milk cow strays into a field of white snake root and grazes on the snake root. The toxin passes into the cow's milk without harming the cow, but it poisons anybody who drinks the milk. Now, the chore of looking after the family milk cow would have fallen to Nancy's son. Any more information on that subject would be more than anybody knows. But for some reason, she took over the milking of the cow. She did not leave that chore to her son. And that son grew up and spoke of his mother almost never. And he spoke of her death never. Although his words on other subjects would change the nation and in some ways would change the world. You see, Nancy's birth mother was named Hanks. She married a man named Lincoln. And her son's name, the boy who was spared, was Abraham. And now you know the rest of the story.